However, we are tired, we're fatigued, we're not in the mood to do it, we are irritable, we have lost interest in things that give us joy and passion in life. Sometimes, some people, their work is their passion. No comment there. But we are still seasonal affective disorder takes these things away from us, and we are still expected to work. Doesn't really make sense now. My proposal is complete, total alteration of the corporate calendar, okay? Make it so that we work in North America, that we work only between March and September. Let us take the rest of that time to replenish our minds, our souls, our bodies, to take care of ourselves. And we will get October to February. Did I say March to September? Yes, March to September. So we take the rest of that time in the year off, right? Replenish our minds, replenish our bodies, go into hibernation for a little bit, right? You may be thinking, Leslie, that doesn't really make sense then. Like, how are we supposed to afford rent? How are we supposed to, like, afford groceries and such? We gotta instill then universal living wage, buddy. Universal living wage. Or better yet, get rid of it all. Get rid of it all, right? People can barely afford rent and groceries right now. The answer, of course, therefore, is revolution in the name of SAD. That's my communist manifesto. Karl Marx. Read Karl Marx. Do not listen to Typically Tuesdays for your revolutionary ideas. Though I would appreciate if you thought that my ideas were good. Because it's just like, I feel like it's just not the suitable time to be celebrating quote-unquote holidays right now. But what do I know? I am a secular, non-religious, anti-capitalist. My idea of a good time is literally just hanging out in my room, sleeping, waking up only in the moments when I have to watch Produce 101. Let's go into more music. Here is New Stuff by J-Som, Dream, and Ivory. This is Milk.
Waiting for the future. 3, 4.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. That was Survivor's Guilt by Haley Blase. My name is Leslie. You're tuned in to this episode where I'm talking about the intersections of seasonal affective disorder and the quote-unquote holiday season. I mean, again, I think we just, like, we need to maybe scrap the total idea of what, like, a quote-unquote holiday season is and consider maybe, like, just not even having that, like, just having no work, just not working, not having to work to meet our basic requirements in life, which include joy. Joy does not come last. Joy is not just a privilege that people have. Joy should also be one of the centermost pieces of basic needs and human rights, in my humble opinion. I don't know, I think Carl would agree. I think Frederick would also agree. Anyways, I want to take this opportunity, as we're talking about holidays right now, to remind you and to ask you to make in consideration about how you want to be spending your money this holiday season with regards to gift giving and purchasing. I certainly don't know when people buy gifts, but I think they'd often do it around this time of year. And as we continue to see constantly every single day, companies around the world practicing unethical business practices, practicing the exploitation of human labor, practicing unsustainable, environmentally unsustainable and damaging business practices that continue to displace people, particularly those in the global south. And of course, we see many companies being complicit, I suppose you could say, in the genocide of peoples. Let us take just some time during this week to do a little bit of research about the products that we want to give to our loved ones during the holiday season, and consider whether or not a different business that has ethical practices and standards that align with our values are a better option, or are a more sustainable option for us. Obviously, not everybody is able to partake in that all the time. We know that, for example, buying from local smaller businesses oftentimes asks us to spend a little bit more money compared to buying from a very large corporation, which uses cheap labor practices. But I do hope that you consider this piece this year, and every single time you have to buy gifts, buy a gift for your loved ones, just give that a little bit of a consideration. We can do little things every day to try to align our actions with our words, and sometimes it can start with just remembering a little piece of something that somebody told us. So please, I do hope you consider thinking about and researching where you want to spend your money this year when you do your gift giving. You know, it's always... I'm not gonna try to expose myself too much as an anti-capitalist queer here, but I do sometimes think that, you know, giving somebody a handmade craft is sometimes the best gift. Consider doing that this year for the holidays. But maybe you've already made your gift purchases. Shout out to Brienne, who will not receive her Christmas gift until likely March. Love you, Brienne. Here is more music. This is Pool Blood with Null. The River by Black Belt Eagle Scout off of the album The Land, The Water, The Sky. My name is Leslie, and you're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I want to thank you for tuning in to this hour of TT as we are about to hit the very top of it. And I know I talk very spiritedly sometimes, and you know, it's in the spirit of wanting to have a lighthearted, frank discussion about seasonal affective disorder. If you also suffer through it, as I and many others do, you know, you are not alone in this. One of the things that I like about seasonal affective disorder is in the name, it's seasonal. It will pass. We will see the sun again. And these feelings are not forever. Your fatigue is not forever. Your lack of motivation is not forever. In some ways, you know, even if you don't celebrate the holidays, but you do happen to have some time off when your schedule aligns with those of your loved ones, maybe you can consider spending that time with them to cultivate some little form of community and joy, whether or not you've got gifts to exchange. And that togetherness hopefully will help you take some of the edge off during this holiday season and during these somewhat darker months of the year. I was recently reminded that winter solstice is happening on Thursday, December 21st. And so Thursday onward, beginning on Friday, our days will start to get longer. And the sun, we will again see her very soon. And that's my little bit of sincerity for today. But also, you know, if you can, please do take good care of yourself, as we continue to navigate the dark months of the year. And if you're also like me in that it does not really matter when the season comes, you're always just a wee depressed, good luck, and know that you are not alone. Finally, one last thing before I say goodbye to you. Please continue to call for an immediate permanent ceasefire in Gaza and to call for Canada to openly condemn the occupation of Palestine. Canada has recently voiced its support for a ceasefire in Gaza, which is great to hear, but we can't stop here. We have to remind our representatives that This is something that they said. We're going to hold them accountable. And until that actually happens, they have to continue to advocate for a permanent, immediate ceasefire. At the same time, as we wait for this to happen, Canada also has to put sanctions on Israel and openly condemn the occupation of Palestine. I do encourage you to continue to stay engaged with this, as Canada has been complicit. Canada continues to help fund the horrific violence happening at Gazans and Palestinians. Take action today. Please continue to call, email, write letters to, fax your representatives. Please continue to boycott and show up in solidarity with Palestinians in other ways as well. Especially during this kind of gift-giving season, maybe do a little bit of research on the company that you're going to buy your gifts from and see if, are they supporting apartheid in some way? Maybe spend your money elsewhere. And as we move into the holiday season, I will no longer be talking to you directly, as the station will be closed for a couple of weeks. I am pre-recording all of my shows, and I don't know what's going to happen in the future. But we can all stay engaged with what's happening around the world by listening to Democracy Now! Every Monday to Friday from 11 to 12 here on 90.1 FM. Here's one last song. It's a good one. It's by Deanna Petcuff. Can I Spend Christmas With You? Talk soon.
I'm getting to know all the things that make you.
He could be 50. Life has aged him beyond his years. A shopping cart carries everything he owns. Here he comes, toward you. What you think you know about how he got here is probably wrong. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Ha huagestig ri CGSF, nachad poing aun FM, Crowley vo Burnaby, British Columbia.